2. The Satania Physical Controllers. While the Master Physical Controllers serve with the power centers throughout the Grand Universe, their functions in a local system, such as Satania, are more easy of comprehension. Satania is one of 100 local systems which make up the administrative organization of the constellation of Norlaciadec, having as immediate neighbors the systems of Sandmatia, Asuntia, Porosia, Sortoria, Rantulia, and Glantonia. The Norlaciadec systems differ in many respects, but all are evolutionary and progressive, very much like Satania. Satania itself is composed of over 7,000 astronomical groups or physical systems, few of which had an origin similar to that of your solar system. The astronomic center of Satania is an enormous dark island of space, which, with its attendant spheres, is situated not far from the headquarters of the system government. Except for the presence of the assigned power center, the supervision of the entire physical energy system of Satania is centered on Jerusalem. A master physical controller, stationed on this headquarters sphere, works in coordination with the system power center, serving as liaison chief of the power inspectors headquartered on Jerusalem and functioning throughout the local system. The circuitizing and channelizing of energy is supervised by the 500,000 living and intelligent energy manipulators scattered throughout Satania. Through the action of such physical controllers, the supervising power centers are in complete and perfect control of a majority of the basic energies of space, including the emanations of highly heated orbs and the dark energy-charged spheres. This group of living entities can mobilize, transform, transmute, manipulate, and transmit nearly all of the physical energies of organized space. Life has inherent capacity for the mobilization and transmutation of universal energy. You are familiar with the action of vegetable life in transforming the material energy of light into the varied manifestations of the vegetable kingdom. You also know something of the method whereby this vegetative energy can be converted into the phenomena of animal activities, but you know practically nothing of the technique of the power directors and the physical controllers, who are endowed with ability to mobilize, transform, directionize, and concentrate the manifold energies of space. These beings of the energy realms do not directly concern themselves with energy as a component factor of living creatures, not even with the domain of physiological chemistry. They are sometimes concerned with the physical preliminaries of life, with the elaboration of those energy systems which may serve as the physical vehicles for the living energies of elementary material organisms. In a way, the physical controllers are related to the pre-living manifestations of material energy, as the adjutant mind spirits are concerned with the pre-spiritual functions of material mind. These intelligent creatures of power control and energy direction must adjust their technique on each sphere in accordance with the physical constitution and architecture of that planet. They unfailingly utilize the calculations and deductions of their respective staffs of physicists and other technical advisors regarding the local influence of highly heated suns and other types of supercharged stars. Even the enormous cold and dark giants of space and the swarming clouds of star dust must be reckoned with. All of these material things are concerned in the practical problems of energy manipulation. The power energy supervision of the evolutionary inhabited worlds is the responsibility of the master physical controllers. But these beings are not responsible for all energy misbehavior on Urantia. There are a number of reasons for such disturbances, some of which are beyond the domain and control of the physical custodians. Urantia is in the lines of tremendous energies, a small planet in the circuit of enormous masses, and the local controllers sometimes employ enormous numbers of their order in an effort to equalize these lines of energy. They do fairly well with regard to the physical circuits of Satania, but have trouble insulating against the powerful Norlaciadec currents.